Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast. Today we're going to let the music do the talking. This is Can You Deliver, a classic by the great band Armored Saint.
Go!
I remember the exact place I was when I bought the March of the Saints album on vinyl. It was in LaGrange, Illinois. I have spent a lot of time in a lot of different places of this country, including the Chicago suburbs, where I was going to high school and part of junior high. Spent maybe 5 years there. Lived in Wisconsin for a while, lived in Boston, lived in the Buffalo area of New York, lived in New York City, lived all over the state of New Jersey, at least the top half of it. Yeah, I get around, I guess. I'm probably missing a place, too. Boston. Anyways, let's get into the brand new Sean Baker, one of my favorite guitar players. I just picked this CD up, just bought it. Show your support. Go buy this CD. Sean Baker, again, the name of the new CD is Game On.
Let me inside.
The name of that song was Spooky by Sean Baker. Very cool to hear some Sean Baker music with vocals. I love that. And of course, it's Ronnie Monroe on vocals of Metal Church fame. Good stuff, Sean. Keep up the great work. The Sean Baker Orchestra with the song Spooky. Again, the new record is called Game On. Go buy it. This one is another classic going way back. Practice What You Preach by Testament. We'll be right back. Practice What You Preach by Testament. A real classic by that band. And had the opportunity to meet and interview Alex Skolnick. Actually, you know what? I didn't really interview him. I'm thinking in my head here. I did shoots with him. I didn't interview him, though. My friend Ben Smith, who hosts That Metal Gear on VH1.com, interviewed him about his gear. And then Jennifer, the Miss Box of Fitness from That Metal Show, did an interview with him, which I produced for Miss Box of Junk Fitness, which I haven't actually put together yet. I hope to have that up on VH1.com soon. But I did get to spend a lot of time with Alex during the day when he was on That Metal Show. And man, he's a great guy. Really, really like him. And he has possibly the greatest guitar tone I've ever heard. And or at least he did when I was standing in front of his amp listening to it. And, you know, not a super simple setup, but not overly complicated either. I mean, some people might consider it simple. To me, simple is going through a distortion pedal straight into an amp or going straight into an amp. That's a simple setup. Alex isn't quite that simple, but it's fairly, you know, basic. He doesn't have tons of rack mounts and you know, 50 pedals or anything like that. But he gets the warmest, richest guitar tone I've ever heard. Well, maybe not ever. One of them. One of the warmest, richest tones I've ever heard. And excellent guy, excellent player. Actually have his book right in front of me called Geek to Guitar Hero. Look forward to reading that. I have like 50 books I got to get to. I keep buying books even though I have like zero time to read. Oh yeah. Let's move on. One more here today and then we'll wrap it up. This one is called On Through the Night by Def Leppard. Always confused me as a kid. Because On Through the Night, the song, was not on Through the Night, the record, the album. The song On Through the Night appeared on the High and Dry record, which was their second record. And it's kind of interesting because there's other bands who have done this too. Like If You Want Blood by AC/DC was the name of their live record. However, it didn't feature that song. That song came later, I believe, right? On Highway to Hell. And then, of course, there was the song Houses of the Holy by Led Zeppelin, which did not appear on the Houses of the Holy record. It came later on Physical Graffiti. And I'm sure there's other examples of this type of pattern of a song with one name not being on the album that has the same name as the song, if you follow what I'm saying. I'm sure there's other examples. Email me and let me know or tweet me. I'm at Talking Metal is my Twitter handle. And my email is mark@talkingmetal.com. I'm also on facebook.com/mstriegel. Check me out in those locations. You can also like our Facebook page, blah, blah, blah. And you can hear me on One-on-One with Mitch LaFon. That's a podcast that's on iTunes, which I help out with. I'm not on every episode, but I love it when I am, and Mitch is the best. We're glad he got through his little procedure. Not really a little procedure, but glad he got through it and glad he's doing better and doing well. What a great guy, Mitch LaFon. Check him out on Twitter, too, at Mitch LaFon. That's it. This is On Through the Night. Def Leppard.